In Spain, we listen to the Freak Network.
Welcome to the Freak Network.
If that's true that Hillary started iChip, that's pretty S-Chip. I'm pretty impressed with that. I don't know if that's true. I'll have to look it up someday on the toilet. Creating the regional healthcare markets to let every American share the bargaining power to purchase an affordable, high-quality health plan, increasing choice among insurance plans, and cut costs for businesses among offering insurance. Once these steps have been taken, requiring all Americans to get insurance. Securing universal healthcare for Americans requires the active involvement of Americans. Paul Krugman, who is Hillary Clinton's butt buddy, by the way, I have to say this. So for him, but this isn't about Hillary, this is about Edwards. Paul Krugman writes, as quoted in the website, so this is a smart, serious proposal that addresses both the problem of the uninsured and the waste and inefficiency of our fragmented insurance system. And every candidate should be something comparable. Well, I'll just say this, and I would like to hear from Jeffrey Taylor about this, because I think he has a better reading comprehension. But from reading both of those, it sounds like Hillary's plan makes more sense and is more coherent as far as health plan goes. And remember, I'm only talking about health care. I'm not talking about anything else. I'm just separating that issue. Okay. So what do you think, Jeffrey Taylor, between the two of those? And then we'll get to Obama, who I believe is a little bit different.
Hello, this is Chris 200. Welcome to Audio On Demand podcast, live cast on January 4th, 2008. Looks like I've got at least one listener out there now, and I'm glad to have you aboard. If you want to leave me a message or, kind of interact a little bit with me today, you can do so by leaving me an instant message, whatever, on Google Talk. I will not be taking any audio phone calls on the Google Talk today because I'm not quite sure if that'll work. I will take calls on the Skype. If anybody's interested in doing that, you can Skype me at Chris200, or you can go to wonderhit1.com and hit the Skype me link over on the right-hand side. And I was sitting here still trying to get some things working and together. And, things are looking good here. Well, what do I have on tap for today? I had a little procedure today done, and that's why I'm home today in the afternoon. Usually I do this... do my recording on the road, either to or from work, as I make my way either home or to work. And, that's how I do it normally. So today is a little bit different. I had a little procedure done this morning. Everything is looking good. And Jenny is boinking me. Can't get the link to open. Okay, well... Okay, Jenny,
I see. Mm-hmm. Where the hell did my link go?
Oh, golly geez. I am unorganized as hell here today. I will have to apologize. And let's see what happens there. Okay, if you go in and get that link, if you can't hit the link, you're not hearing me. Oh, Jenny. Of the top bar, listen. If not, throw it into iTunes. All right. Okay. Well, let's see here. I was going to do some... Why the hell is that not recording very...
Well.
Hello, why is that not recording very well? Jenny's having problems. Let's get Jenny hooked up here. That should work better. Okay, here we go with this.
Hey, this is Kiko, and you're listening to Audio on Demand with Chris 200.
That was Chris 200 checking in with Pizza Babe.
Pizza, you know, this is Chris 200.
Hi, Chris 200. He's too busy listening to Chris 200.
It's really hot.
Hi, Chris 200.
You're listening to thefreednetwork.com.
Oh, 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 oh
try to ruin my day. Never had a reason to dog me out. Them devil make them do what they say. 9 times out of 10. Ask him if he did, he say no. I'll never be a turncoat, never be the one to sell your name at the grocery store. You come around, funny stuff be going down. Ask him how it happened, yo, he don't know. But I don't care what people may say. Full of life.
Checked out the old 3121 before I went kaput a while ago. I'm still not getting a good level on my voice. Yes, Jenny, that would be it. Looks like Jenny's tuned in now. Let's see how many listeners I got. Oh, I got one. All right, Jenny, can you hear me at all? Can you hear me? Can you hear me? All right, there, that's better. I'll tell you what, this recording's going to really sound like crap. All right, there we go. Well, what did I want to talk about today? I wanted to talk about my pro-seizure a little bit today. She can hear me. Call in if you want to, Jenny. We can chat. I don't know if the damn thing will work or not, but we'll see what happens. Ah, there you go.
Gossip again, ho, listen to my drum. Digital music disappears in the daytime.
Wear a skirt, yo face, listen to my face.
Well, this is the first time I've been doing this. I've done this in the past, but I really haven't had any listen turds out there. Angie, Jenny's doinking me. She must be able to hear the doinks. Yeah, there's some delay on it. Yeah, let's talk about the procedure a little bit. Let's see if I can get this to fade out. I don't know if I can get this to fade out, folks. I'll just go like that. Hi, how's that? I haven't eaten anything since, well, I didn't eat anything yesterday other than a donut. 2 Mountain Dews with sugar. Maybe one or 2 others without. And then at 5:30, I started the fun. Yes, I started a 4-liter bottle of laxative to clean my colon out. And this morning, went into the hospital to have it checked out. I asked for pictures. I didn't get any. I'm a bit disappointed. So I guess that means that nothing was found. And I'm probably going to throw this pop filter right out of here because it's like talking into a skillet. And I don't have the best of mic stand set up here. But yeah, that's what I did this morning. Yeah, 35, having a colonoscopy done. And everything, I guess, was right. Nothing, they didn't find anything funky there. I'm getting rid of the pop filter, I'm sorry. They didn't find anything there, and I guess that's good. Still doesn't explain some of the problems that I'm having with the old intestines and the guts. So, yeah, I don't know. I'm trying to do this music bed here, and I don't know why it seems to be awfully loud. There we go. How's that sound? Still awfully loud. Let's see. Oh, God. I see what it did there. Let's kick... Oh, I see how it works now. There we go. Okay. So, yeah, I had that done this morning. Had a bowl of chili for lunch. And here I am now. I don't know what possessed me to do this. You know, Richard and them, Pizza Babe and them have been doing some live shows, and I thought, you know, Chris 200 gets a chance, he's going to do a live show. So here I am with one less nerd, and it's the Pizza Babe. How's it going, Pizza Babe? She's doinking me. I had another listener out there, and I don't know what happened to them. Was it me? No. I had somebody out there for about a minute. Dick is inspirational. Yeah, Dick is out there doing a show right now, as far as I could tell, unless it's a rebroadcast. I got it to work on the VLC. And, yeah, VLC, it has saved my life more than once. If you don't know about VLC, go check it out. I do a lot of transcoding with VLC. Any videos or anything like that, DVDs, yeah, I use that for DVDs also. Can transcode DVD files to iPod files, just about any kind of files you want. Another program that I have been using for my Windows, I've got a Windows Media Center PC, and I can use it as a VCR type of thing. I can record shows on it, but I have to sit here and watch the goddamn shows on my computer. Or I can bounce, well, I do have a media center link box, whatever, I bought on Woot a while back. Awfully cheap on Woot. Check out woot.com if you're interested in gadgets and things like that. In fact, let's go out to Woot now. You know what, this goddamn pop filter, I am going to fucking take it off of this stand, because you know what? I'm going to fucking knock the whole shit over. Oh, great. Well, there's the listener line. Let's see who this could be. I'll be back. Back to Prince.
Them devil make them do what they say. 9 times out of 10. Ask him if he did, he say no. I never be a turncoat, never be the one to sell your name at the grocery store. You come around, funny stuff be going down. Ask him how it happened, yo, he don't know. But I don't care what people may say, I ain't gonna let it ruin my day. The best remedy for a basket full of lies is
All right, that was a boss. Boss calling up to check up on me to see if I got my cheese. The anesthetic has worn off, I think, for the most part. Yeah, she gave me the cheese back. No, it's not the cheese. It's actually my wife. It's the wife. She wanted to know how I got my keys back. Well, she gave them to me. She doesn't want me to drive today anywhere. God forbid that I, you know, forget where the hell I'm at and not know how to get back home or crash into somebody. So, yeah, I do have my keys, and I'm not going anywhere. I wanted to talk to you. I wanted to talk to a few of you about a few things. You know what? That's what's fucking up my recording. No. No, it's not. Pizza Babe, dying on Friday is bad. Yeah, I wanted to talk about Britney. And let's see what the old, I don't even know where the hell I found this. Oh gosh, Britney has been rushed to the hospital from her home in L.A. for a mental assessment. Police previously found her under the influence of drugs. Okay, what the fuck? Okay. Stop that. Okay. Oh, look at that. The paparazzi are chasing the ambulance down the street. Police previously found her under the influence of a drug when they arrived hours before because she refused to release her children to KFED. KFED's bodyguards, which, yeah. And then there was a standoff. Spears finally released the children and was immediately wheeled into an ambulance. Her son was taken into the hospital in an ambulance, and no reports have been made. Evidently, she's still having some custody issues with KFED. Brittany, if you're listening, my advice to you, move out of the country. Move far, far away from Los Angeles. Don't go to New Orleans or Louisiana or wherever the hell you're from. Go to somewhere like Africa, France. Some place where these people won't find you. And chill out. Just chill out. That's all you need to do is chill out. Don't party. Just chill out. Also, some other news here. Just next door to here, Obama and Huckabee sweep into New Hampshire, it says. I believe Obama, the Democrat, won the caucus over in Iowa. And there was some news this morning on Obama. this morning, and you know, they were talking about you know, in your lifetime, the different broadcasters here on the local AM station talking about you know, in your lifetime, would you even expect to see a black candidate for president, let alone a black president? Yeah, I mean, think about that 4 years ago, 8 years ago. Crazy idea. Kind of my thoughts on the election. You know, I vote independently. And, you know, I really hate to admit this, but in the last election, I did vote for George Bush because, well, that other guy, what a piece of work that guy was. At least we weren't putting Social Security into a lockbox. So yeah, I'm really hoping for a Democrat president. Not too crazy about Hillary. I'm not too crazy about some of the other candidates out there. You know, I really don't like to talk politics because it gets people frothed up into a fury about things. And, you know, a lot of it, you really can't do a whole lot about it. You know, you got your one vote. Go make your one vote. You know, listen to what the candidates have to say and pick the worst or pick the least of the two evils. You know, it's kind of what I had to do last election, you know. Bush, or what the hell was the other guy's name? I don't even remember. He was from Massachusetts, wasn't he? And Gore, my God, no way. No way. You know, the reason why I'm leaning towards Democrat or even independent, hell, but I don't think that'll happen. I don't know if that'll happen in my lifetime if we get an independent candidate in there. But, you know, when Billy, our first black president, was in there, you know, the economy was going pretty good. Things weren't too bad. And then as soon as Georgie Boy... Georgie Boy got in there. Shit really hit the fan, economic wise. I'm not happy with the economy in the country, the way it is, particularly the direction it is taken towards the service economy. Yeah, Jenny, was it Edwards? I don't remember. What was his first name? No, it wasn't Edwards, was it? No. Anyway, I can't remember his name. It'll come to me. Yeah, basically, you know, the economy went to shit. Drug us into a war, which I thought was, you know, needed at the time. Shortly after that, 9/11 happened. Economy went to shit even further. Dot-com bubble burst, recession. You know, things, at least for me, have not recovered to where they were back in the what do I want to say? Early 2000s there. For me, it was shaky ground there for 4 years. And, you know, today it still is still pretty shaky. So I'm kind of hoping for a Democratic president to see what they can do to get the economy back on the road. Get us out of this occupation in Iraq. Or, you know, scale it back. I know there's a lot of good things going on over there. I've visited, listened to a lot of soldiers that come back. Even one of our local congresspeople has, mentioned a lot of the good things that we're doing over there. And, the news doesn't necessarily talk about that a whole lot, you know? They really don't talk about the good things. They talk about the body counts and how many people were killed and what was the... This goddamn pop filter. Oh, great. The news basically talks about a lot of the bad and negative things out there, but not so much of the good things. The building of the schools, rebuilding roads, getting people back up on their feet over there. And, that's good. Dealing with the insurgents and that, I don't know if you're ever going to win that war. Really what we need to do is over there is get those people stabilized, pull out, let them do their thing. Let them do their thing and, make them owners of that process, of that situation over there. And then, go on from there. There's plenty of fish to fry, so to speak, in the U.S. So, that's kind of where I'm at on that topic. Oh, there it is. What else did I want to talk about? Yeah, let's talk about this thing here. Let's see. Oh, it's going up. My stocks are going up. Oh, look at that. I'm going to have to get out a calculator for this. Back in the late 90s, I worked for a company, Dana Corporation. And as an employee there, I had $50 extra a month. And what I did with that $50 is I bought stock. I thought, this is going to be great someday. I'm going to have this big nest egg somewhere. I'm just going to put this $50 away into stock. Forget about it. For over 100 years, this company has returned dividends. They have had very few problems financially, performance-wise. Year over year, they've been growing. They've always taken the good steps to take. Well... what was it, 06, when, I forgot the name. Must be the anesthesia. Delphi filed for bankruptcy or whatever. Delphi was originally a subsidiary, or originally was a GM company, and then... spun off. Anyway, they went bankrupt, broke, something like that. Shortly after that, Dana, actually, it's kind of an interesting story about Dana. They had a CEO, executive, whatever. He'd been a good guy for, I don't know, maybe 18 years or whatever, and he went ahead and passed it along. He retired, passed it along to Joe Mag. Well, Joe Mag, he was, well-respected in the company. He basically worked his way up from the floor. I tell you the truth, I don't know. Maybe he even started as a janitor there, custodian, up to a, CEO. I mean, he was up in the corporate level there. Well, he went in... I remember this. It was in September. I don't remember what year. 04, 05? Maybe 03. And it was like a simple routine, like gallbladder surgery or something like that. And he ended up dying on the table. So Dana and their wonderful board of directors went out and, you know, of course, found the best for the most. And what they did is they brought on a, I don't know what he was exactly. He was a big shot with GM on their European division, whatever that is. I don't know what they do over there in Europe. So they brought him on, and he basically drove that company into the ground financially. I'm not sure exactly all of the details on that, but after he took over there, everything kind of went to shit. Yeah, economic-wise, things probably didn't help a lot. But, yeah, he drove it down into bankruptcy. They went bankrupt after they, you know, fell below a dollar a share. And now, let's see what the Google ticker shows, or the Yahoo ticker shows. 0.027 dollars a share. That's in between 2 and 3 cents a share. And they are talking about pulling out of bankruptcy. And the other thing that's part of that bankruptcy is not to honor the common stocks or the common shares that are out there. Basically, they're worthless after this bankruptcy thing is done. So all of that money that I've been ratting away into the stock program, poof, gone. I bought it on average about $31 a share. So I had 61 shares. So you can figure that out for yourself, how much I'm going to lose on that bad boy. I love you, baby. You know the rest. Next song coming up, Anastasia for my little thing today. Prince will probably be owning my house here after this is all done, but it's been a while since I've done this, and if anybody wants to try and remove my voice from this wonderful recording and say, yeah, whatever. I found something interesting here. Well, this is dated the 21st of December. The boyfriend of Jamie Spears, the 16-year-old sister of pop diva Britney Spears, could face 10 years in prison for statutory rape. Following the admission by Spears earlier in the week that she was pregnant with his child. Let's see here. It says Fox News reported that the act occurred in her home state of Louisiana, where it could be considered felony carnal knowledge of a juvenile. Louisiana law defines unlawful carnal knowledge as intercourse with consent between someone age 19 or older and with someone between 12 and 17. And then in Louisiana here it says the legal consent, age of consent is 17. If age 15 or 16, the other person involved must be no more than 2 years older for the act to be considered legal. Bye-bye, Jenny. Have fun. I'm going to wrap it up here pretty shortly. So have a good day, Jenny. I look forward to hearing your next show. Someday we got to get together and do a show together, I think. I think that would be fun if I could work it out. But usually I have a house full of maniacs. A house full of freaks here that I have to deal with, and it's hard to record. So maybe someday, some night, maybe in the middle of the night, we'll get together and do a show together. Well, freaks, I think I've had enough for today. This was just kind of a test cast to see how things work out. And it's cool that I got at least somebody to check in. I'm sorry, Zilla. I'm sorry, it's rebuffering. I'm sorry, I don't know what to do. It sucks. Like I said, this is just kind of a test program, and we'll have to see if I can do this again sometime. But like I said, I think I've had about enough for today. I'm going to go home. I am at home. I'm going to go take a nap. The boss called. She wanted to know why I wasn't sleeping yet, and she doesn't know that I'm a ninja caster. So. Anyway, I'm going to go ahead and let you guys go. Hope you guys have a good day, and let's see here. I am going to try and find you something nice to play. You know what? I really didn't have my shit in order here. Of the tracks that I wanted to play. So I've been like dumping them out of iTunes into the old wonderful Winamp, and that's what I've been doing. And now I'm trying to find music and stuff on here. It's actually kind of nice to use all this goddamn equipment I have sitting around here. Hey, check this out. Welcome to the Freak Network.
Or how about this one? This one. 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 You are listening to the Freak Network.
That didn't work. Oh, Christ. Pushing fucking buttons here.
You are listening to. You are listening to. You are listening to. The Freak Network.
How'd you like that?
There we go.
There we go.
There we go.
There we go. All right.
What the fuck is wrong with this shit? Okay, I can't find anything to play. Bye-bye.